This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal today. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister highlighted, the World Bank has recently said that India will remain the world's fastest growing economy in the coming years.
World Bank ne kaha hai, Bharat aane wale saalon mein aise hi duniya ki fastest growing economy bana rahega. OECD ke ek ahem representative ka kehna hai, future of the world is in India. UN ki ek sanstha ne Bharat ko solar power ki super power kaha.
The Prime Minister noted that this is a historic moment for India, where the world is showing immense confidence in the country's growth. He said that whether it is common people, economic experts, global institutions or other nations, everyone has high expectations from India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar today. The installment will be released to 9.8 crore beneficiary farmers via direct benefit transfer. More than 22,700 crore rupees assistance will be directly released to the bank accounts of beneficiaries of the scheme. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated all the farmers across the nation on the 6th anniversary of the Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction that so far about 3.5 lakh crore rupees has reached the accounts of farmers under the scheme. He said this effort is giving respect, prosperity and new strength to the farmers of the country. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar and address a public meeting at the airport ground in Bhagalpur in the afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Assam this evening on a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will attend the mega Jhumyor Vinondini program in Guwahati today and will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues Pravesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kapil Mishra, Ravindra Indraj Singh and Pankaj Singh taking oath as MLAs. Now we take you live to our correspondent Saklain, who is now present at the Delhi Assembly. Saklain, tell us about the agendas lined up for today.
Anuja, the assembly is decorated with colorful flowers to welcome newly elected members of the Delhi Assembly. Oath ceremony of the newly elected MLAs are currently underway at Delhi Assembly. Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administering the oath to the members. Delhi Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa took oath in Gurumukhi language, while another minister, Kapil Mishra, took an oath in Sanskrit language. Some members are dressed up in traditional Indian attire. Aam Aadmi Party MLA from Burari, Sanjeev Jha, arrived here in the traditional dhoti kurta and a cap, and he also took an oath in Sanskrit language. MLA from Kirari, Anil Jha, took oath in Maithili. Apart from Chief Minister, her cabinet colleagues, some prominent leaders, including Vijendra Gupta, former Minister Imran Hussain, have also taken oath as MLAs. After the oath ceremony, elections for the speaker will take place in the assembly. Anuja.
Thank you, Saklain, for that update. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena will address the House tomorrow. The CAG reports on the functioning of the previous government will also be presented the same day. The three-day session will continue till the 27th of this month. In Bangladesh, a group of Dhaka University students staged a protest on the campus demanding the immediate resignation of Home Advisor Jahangir Alam Chaudhary, citing a surge in crimes across the city. I beg your pardon, across the country. The students issued an ultimatum for the advisor to resign by Monday for failing to tackle the spiraling deterioration of the country's law and order situation. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on UP Warriors at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Smriti Mandhana-led RCB are currently at the top of the points table, having won two of their three matches, while Deepthi Sharma-led UP Warriors are fifth on the standing with only one victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.